You're on, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you. We don't have any names on some of these, you guys. Well, Ms. Torres, you have yours on there. I don't know who the third one is, so we'll get to that. Okay, we're on time here, so let's get moving. Today is February 6th, 2019 at 5:15. This is our regularly scheduled monthly meeting. Item one, opening of the meeting, A, call to order and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Adoption of the agenda. I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the meeting of February 6th. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Mr. Olmos seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the minutes. This one, I think normally we would have the approval of the minutes on the action items, because if there's any changes, we technically can be... This doesn't have any, it's not, it's an action item. And so, do you want to go through those individually, or?
I understood that if I set it aside as in it unto itself,
mm-hmm.
that it automatically was an action item.
Okay.
That was my understanding. I may be wrong.
Okay, that's all right. It depends on how you do it. That's all right. We'll work with that. So
if it pleases the board, I'd like it to be an action item, and I will look into it and fix it appropriately if necessary.
And see, if we didn't have any changes, it wouldn't really be an action item, but if you have to make any changes, that would take some action to rectify it.
If that's the case, then, Ms. Walker, then I could just bring the minutes back
okay.
at the next meeting.
All right, and I think that there's a couple of them. There's just some little technicalities with a couple of the older ones from July and August.
If you could guide me through them, I'd appreciate it. That way I could take notes.
Okay, you want to do that right now then? Yeah.
I think that's next on the agenda,
okay.
is it not?
All right. So pertaining to the meeting minutes for January 19th, that was a special governing board meeting, and I think that was probably one of the first meetings that we had together. And so have you guys had a chance to look at those, and do you have any changes that you see that are of any validity?
For the one January 19th?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
No.
Okay, we're good there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're good on that one. January 9th, that was a regularly scheduled meeting.
Do you want to do it one at a time, or would you just like to get through them and then do one vote?
Well, I'm just going to do them one at a time, because the other ones, that doesn't pertain to them whatsoever, because they're from last year, from July and August, those meeting minutes. And so... on our January 9th meeting, are you guys good with all the language on January 9th?
Yeah.
I am.
Okay. So we're good on January 9th.
Wait. Give me one second. January 9th?
Mm-hmm.
No. Under action items?
Okay.
Section B?
All right.
We voted on the secretary being me.
I thought that we had agreed that Ms. Romero was going to be the secretary.
No,
we did not?
No. You wanted her to be, but then it was just a...
And what was the vote then? Because it says on here that there were three ayes for...
For Mr. Olmos.
And Mr. Olmos seconded.
I seconded.
You seconded.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Olmos.
Okay.
If I may, our recollection... on the administration side was that there was some discussion about Mr. Olmos being the secretary.
Right.
And then as the meeting proceeded, I think you expressed an admiration for Ms. Romero's note-taking skills.
And her office skills, right.
And I think that at that time, the understanding that we had with the notes is that Ms. Romero would be the secretary.
Because I think we had discussion since that time dictating that if something occurred that she would be filling in my absence. Because I remember us having that.
Now, my one of the recommendations that I can make is if you were to table the minutes of the meeting for January the 9th,
mm-hmm.
I do have a recording.
Okay.
I'm happy to go back, review the recording, and then bring it back to you in March.
Okay, so why don't we just go ahead and table the other two, and then we'll discuss those then and get that done. And the other thing is we need, and I know that it's that, like with your conflict of interest with your father-in-law being here, that probably isn't really a big deal unless it pertains to him. But that's also something that if there was something of any sensitive nature that it might affect that, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand why that would be a conflict of interest.
Well, if you have any relatives that work here, normally any time you're on the board, it is considered a conflict of interest. Normally, if it pertains to your father-in-law, you know, that is the truth.
Right, and then I would excuse myself for any situation that we would need to discuss referring to my father-in-law. Right, but that would not be a conflict of interest. The only way that it would be a conflict of interest is if my spouse was an employee of the school district.
Right, that's correct.
I do want to mention that Mrs. Olivares is my stepsister in the school also. So.
Okay.
Mr. Franco's nephew was on the board too while he was superintendent.
What?
Mr. Franco's nephew was on the board while he was here.
His nephew?
Dante Franco?
Oh, he just filled in whenever Jorge died, right? Yeah, so that was like a very short period of time. I don't know what to tell you guys because I think we're going to have to look at the vote. And the other thing is that normally you don't nominate yourself for something either. And so I think that was...
You nominated yourself for president.
I'm sorry?
You nominated yourself for president. Yeah, because he said he wanted to be president, and then you nominated yourself right away, and then it went on to vote.
I didn't say I nominate myself. I said that I had prior experience and that he was new. He'd been here for a couple of weeks. And normally we don't engage in back and forth like this anyway, so let's not just stop that right now. So let's just table those items, and we'll revisit that.
Is there any comments that you would like to make on the minutes of the August 8th, July
9th? Not right now, I don't.
You got it.
Okay, so moving on to our item two, we're tabling. I'm going to make a motion to table item two pertaining to the meeting minutes for January 9th, August 8th, 2018, and July 9th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
If I get a second to
what
table.
What about the January 19th and August 8th?
January 9th?
19th.
19th. August 8th, 2018, and July 9th, 2018.
So all of them?
Right.
We're going to table them?
That's my motion.
Okay.
If I can get a second. Mr. Elmo seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
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 And my understanding of this is that I will go back to the minutes of the meeting of January the 9th.
Okay.
I have the recording. And I will listen for that particular agenda item, and then I will write...
Oh, January 9th.
The meeting of January the 9th.
Uh-huh.
And I will listen on that particular agenda item, and I will then transcribe that whole dialogue and send it to the board.
Okay, perfect. And I'll let you know after the meeting what I wanted to kind of clarify on those other two, because it's just little technicalities there.
I would appreciate that.
And that's just
that.
For down the road.
Yeah, I think it'll go smoother in
okay.
March.
Okay, perfect, because that board's gone, and so therefore that's why I just wanted some clarity on that. It's not a big deal on those. So moving on to item two, item three, information discussion item, A, the financial report, Ms. Donna Horton.
Yes, what you have here is a... condensed version of all of the funds right now of totaling the budget and expenditures to date and the encumbrances. On the first line, which is the NNO line, it does show the budget line shows in the negative, but there is still a lot encumbered, which I do believe will kind of get released when I start going over the appeals for services and bills. So I think we can get that reduced down.
And that's probably the same with Title I, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We haven't received any reimbursement on that one. We have received some reimbursement on 6B to 20 grand just this last week. I got notification that for FY18, the completion report was approved. So that money was being released for FY18.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Moving on to item B, pertaining to the vouchers for the month of January, Ms. Donna.
Yeah, listed are the five vouchers that we processed in January. It was three out of expense and two payroll vouchers. And those are the funds they expended out of and the amounts for them.
Y'all have any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. Item C, there's under report card, and Mr. Morale.
Yes, Ms. Walker, members of the board, I took the liberty of taking this out of the AZED ADE website. Recently, the state report cards came out for all public schools, and I wanted to share with you the findings for Nakwa Elementary School, and these are for the academic results from last year. And so we are a C school, and it shows the assessment results for AZ Merit, and that is on page 3, I believe. Page 4. And if you were to go into the ADE website, I showed you the all, but you can go in and tap into the individual grades. Grades 3 through 8, if you wanted to see it delineated like that. And basically, the light yellow are students that are highly proficient. The proficient are the light blue with the, I call it like a Dodger blue, is the partially proficient. And then the ones at the very end on the left are the minimally proficient. And so that is the reading results there that you see. And then in the following page, I don't think we produced math. Math showed very similar results that should have come out here. And if you turn to the next to the last page, you will see the scores that we got of 61.97, and that is categorized as a C. And it shows you how the points were drawn down by the state. And in the next page, it shows you students, the amount of suspensions that we got, and students with chronic absences.
That's kind of a large number, the absenteeism. And what do you attribute that? Oh, that was last year. You weren't here then, so...
And I think if I showed you the results so far this year, it probably would be comparable.
Really? And do you know why that is? Is that sickness, or is that just kind of habitual offenders there?
Part of it is illness. Part of it is the factors of poverty. And so that is something that our teachers work really hard communicating with parents, especially during parent-teacher conferences. We send out a newsletter every Friday. And attendance is almost always one of the things that we're talking about. And we also encourage our students every Friday when we do Cardinal Pride. We talk to them about the importance of attendance. Specifically for children that are grades 4 and to kindergarten, it's really a more of a parent issue than it is a child issue.
Getting them to school.
It's because they get them to school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're responsible for getting them out of bed. I guess you could say the same thing for fifth graders. But at fifth and sixth grade, we begin to see that, you know, students can get themselves dressed and get themselves out of the door and get to school. And certainly seventh and eighth graders can do that as well. So I just wanted to share that aspect of the report. And if you want to look at it for yourself, it shows up a lot brighter. You simply go into the AZED. ADE website, the state website, and you browse under assessments and you go into the schools and the report comes out and you're able to toggle through all the grades if you want to get granular with that.
I've looked at it, actually, and it is really very clear on there. And so I appreciate you doing that.
And you're also able to see comparison schools.
Mm-hmm.
So because it shows all public schools in Arizona. So if you wanted to compare NACO with Greenway or with Palominas or Greater Bisbee Schools or Douglas, it you really could begin to look across the schools like that.
Okay, thank you. Good job. I think absenteeism is probably something that everybody kind of deals with, too. So.
I know that historically where I've been working, it was as great an issue as it is here. So it seems to be the same all over.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. The next item, D, board superintendent training with the Cochise County superintendent.
Yes, Ms. Walker, this was something that we had discussed as a superintendent and board in reference to the fact that we essentially have a new board and the idea of training, and the training would be along the lines of communication, open meeting laws, just the protocols of how board members or actually how board meetings are conducted and the relationship between the superintendent and the board. And so I had reached out to ASBA, the Arizona School Board Association. They quoted me a price to come and train us here in NACO.
That was with Ms. Whaley?
That was with Ms. Whaley.
Oh, so that travel time they were talking about, that wasn't for us to travel there. That was for her to come here.
They would come here.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, what would happen is we would hold a board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And at the board meeting, the agenda item would be the training from ASBA. And that training, you know, could be 4 hours, 6 hours. And they then ASBA then trains our team, the three of you and me, in terms of just issues of protocol, communication, whatever it is. They have a menu of things that they train, and they do the trainings throughout the state. Then I saw that this email came across from the county superintendent.
That's when I told you about.
And this is the one that you had referred to me about. And it just so happens that when you told me about the email, I went and checked my email, and there it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a portion of the email, which outlines the training. And the good news is that this training is free.
Right.
It's paid for by the county superintendent. The only drawback that I can see is that if we agreed and the board said that they wanted to be at this training, along with the superintendent, is that we would be in the room with other boards and other superintendents, and then they would go through essentially this agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But this is exactly the type of agenda that I had in my mind if they were to come and train here. Obviously, each of the board members may have their own ideas about what kind of training is necessary, and Ms. Whaley would take that into account. We would be paying the fee if they did it solely with us.
Mm-hmm.
If we go through the training with the county, then this would be free to us.
Mm-hmm.
The third option is we don't commit to training, and we agree that we will work with each other and set our own protocols. That would be the third option.
We've always done training, though, and the last couple of superintendents, we've had them come to us, but... I will tell you that these dates, April 20th and the May 4th dates, are going to change those because they felt that the April 20th, because I've been talking to them about this for the last month, and so they said that kind of conflicted with the Easter weekend, and so they're going to reassign that date. And so, but I already told them that we were interested in it, and I think it might be an asset, actually, them us being in communication with other board members, you know?
Yes.
And so... I think that's a good idea, and saving over $500 is a good thing.
So I have it as an information discussion item, and I can certainly bring it back next month, and you know, if I get some direction, I can then make those arrangements.
Well, maybe they'll have these other dates nailed down then, too. And so I already let them know that we're interested in it, and so they said that they were going to get us involved as soon as they set the dates. So
very good.
Okay, perfect. Item E, for the fiscal year 1920, the calendar.
This is an information and discussion item. We are at the point where we do need to set the calendar for next year. And I want to give a thanks to Mr. Francisco Rodriguez. He took the calendar that we have this year, and he essentially made the calendar for next year. This is a draft. I had the opportunity to share this with the faculty and staff this past Friday. There weren't really any objections that were raised. I kind of gleaned that the staff was happy to see that in November, that Thanksgiving, which was traditionally a Thursday, Friday in most school districts, would now be a week. And the start of the school year what seemed to be okay with them. And obviously we would be finishing the school year right before Memorial Day. There is still a 2-week winter break, and there's a spring break, and then the days that we take off for the Easter, which would be that Thursday, Friday, and then the Monday following Easter. So that pretty much remains the same. And in your calendar, you can see how many school days and the actual holidays. So what I'd like to do with the permission of the board is have you review this, give us any kind of feedback right now or in the ensuing days, and then in March, I'd like to bring it back as an action item.
Okay. A lot of parents like to compare this calendar to the Bisbee system, and so that'll give them some time to kind of contemplate that too. And so what did the staff, they were good with this?
Yeah, I showed them the Bisbee calendar because I think they're done. They voted on it. And with the exception of the 4 days that Bisbee does, because they go to school 4 days a week, we go five. But essentially the calendar is relatively the same.
I think the Bisbee district, they sometimes will modify it a couple months in, right?
It's already been approved, though. The only thing that's different from ours and theirs is the start date.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, thank you. Good job.
Okay.
Item F, the gifted education statement by Ms. Morgan.
As a Title I school, thank you. We are required to set aside a bit of money for gifted education. We may or may not spend it, but it must be sort of earmarked. For us, it's, I believe, in the neighborhood of $2,000. The first step of proceeding with that, which the state requires us to do, is to have a board reviewed gifted program. This is just a plan. And we'll approve that we haven't actually started a program yet, or determine yet exactly how the monies might be spent, but this is the first step for you all to take a look at this. And then I'm actually required to upload the minutes of this meeting to the state stating that we had presented the plan to you. So.
And we did this last year? And do we have something with St. David or some type of gifted thing we did last year at the board?
Possible. I don't believe I was involved with presenting.
Oh, I thought you were for some
years past. But it could be that it was presented. It's supposed to be done annually, mm-hmm. but the state only checks on us like every 4 or 5 years, and this is one of the years they're checking.
Okay.
So yeah, theoretically it should be done every year, but I don't, to be honest, don't know that it has been.
I could have swore we did it last year, but I'll have to look at my...
Yeah, no, it could have been.
Yeah.
And I think I actually, when I was looking at what had been uploaded at state, I do believe there are past plans out there that have been sent up, so it's great. Entirely possible that it was done.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Ms. Morgan.
If you have any questions about it, let me know.
Okay, thank you. Good job. We're all for that. So that completes the information discussion items. Moving on to item 4, the information and possible action items. Item A, presentation to discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the purchase of the new school bus with the VW settlement grant.
Yes, I believe that I've indicated to the governing board that we are the beneficiaries of a grant as a result of the Volkswagen settlement with the federal government in reference to the illegal things that they did with their exhaust systems. And so the federal government entered into an agreement with them. And as a result, there was a windfall of money that came to the state. Governor Ducey created grants, and there's the letter that we received from the state And basically, the bottom line is that Naco Elementary School District would receive a grant of $110,000 towards the purchase of a school bus for use of for the school. And so we're elated about that fact. We can certainly use the bus. We would have to retire one of our buses in return, and that bus would be essentially driven to Phoenix. And in Phoenix, whoever takes ownership of it, they cut the frame and they bore a hole in the block and rendering the bus useless. And so that would be bus number two here at from Naco. And in turn, we would take possession of the new bus. And so we've been working with a gentleman from Canyon State who is a Mojave vendor. And attached is a quote that he has provided us. We had an opportunity to meet with him. I had an opportunity to meet with this gentleman along with Ms. Horton, Mr. Suarez, who is also one of our bus drivers, and Mr. Hubbard, our bus driver. And there are a couple of things that I asked for that he was able to put in the quote. There's going to be a list of seats that will have seat belts, especially if we just transport the younger children, then that we could put them in seat belts. All of the seats would be seat belt ready, so that if we wanted to have seat belts in every seat, we can order them. These would be lap belts. And then we wanted to install a video surveillance system for the bus, which is a really good idea, especially if we have problems on the bus or if there's issues. We can certainly go to the video and see if there's anything illegal or problematic happening on our bus. And so as a result, the quote that came back was the subtotal of the bus was $108,000 with taxes. It goes up to $116,980.
So, and that's with all the special, the other equipment you'd want to add on?
That's right.
That's an addition?
It added to the cost.
Mm-hmm.
So if the board approves, then what we would do is we would take essentially $7,000 from our capital funds towards the purchase of this bus, and then we would use the $110,000 that is the grant, and we would take possession of the bus probably in the next couple of months. So I put it as an information action, if it pleases the board, and unless you have real questions about this, I would ask that you take action on this so that I can then move to work with the vendor so that we can get our bus here.
Well, with the date, this was sent out on the 4th, and then we had the 30 days, so that's from the date of receipt, I would assume, right?
I'm sorry, where are you looking at?
On the front page, it says this document was sent to you on January 4th, and you have 30 days to execute the agreement.
Yes.
And so I'm assuming that we're beyond February 4th, obviously. And so I'm thinking that it should be from the date of receipt when it's floating through the mail.
Right.
And so I think we're still good there, but I'm just saying we have to move on this.
Right. Now, if you decided that you were going to wait to March, which I would have respect for if you did that, then what I would ask of him is just to give me another quote.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers would probably be very similar to these.
Right.
Now, what he did tell me is that this bus right now is sitting in the lot in Glendale, and what he would need to do is install the video surveillance system. And I think it's the seat belts that need to be installed.
Is that what the one that they pertained to SPED? And when it had the thing for SPED in there? The last thing, the bus body description, it said trade amount, but do we need additional anything? The seat belts aren't specifically for anybody in particular?
No.
Okay.
We also discussed extensively about whether or not the bus should have a lift.
Oh, right.
Because right now and historically, we couldn't remember I'm not any good at this because I just got here. But when I spoke to people that have been here for quite a while, we couldn't recall if there was a student in a wheelchair.
I don't recall that myself.
And so we had to weigh that in terms of, you know, it's clear that we're probably not going to get another grant for a bus in the future.
Well,
so
what
we
does
made
it mean?
The decision not to go with the lift and just to get a straight bus.
Well, what does that mean with the push-outs? Those aren't exits. What is a push-out?
Hang on a minute.
It has like the seating. I think there's 20 rows if you don't include the push-outs.
Yes,
but I don't know if that means that's an emergency exit.
Those are the windows that it's basically an emergency exit.
Uh-huh.
So those windows would be able to be pushed out if, God forbid, there was a situation where the children and the bus driver needed to get out of the bus and they could not through the front or the back.
But that's still seating, I would assume, then. No?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so essentially those windows get pushed out, thereby creating an exit.
So what do you guys think? So do we have any hidden costs? So right now you're saying that we're looking at $7,000.
That would come out of our capital funds.
But that's pretty much, we're not going to have any hidden costs. We're not going to be looking at more money and have any surprises in there.
He indicated to us that the bus that we would get would be that one.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that money would be added is if we added features. But if we don't add features, and I don't envision adding features, then that's the cost of the bus.
Well, so that was the other question I had when they were talking about fuel. How are you going to approach that? Because it said that it's a diesel or alternative fuel, and then they have other buses that vary. And so is this an alternative fuel bus? Or?
No, I understand it's a diesel.
A diesel? Okay. Alrighty.
Who would have access to the video surveillance?
The administration. And so the way it works is that we have to have a docking station in the office, but the video is a loop, and it runs like 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So on the sixth day, it eliminates day one. Mm-hmm. On the seventh day, it eliminates day two, and it constantly runs in a loop. So if I find out on a Wednesday that I had a problem in the bus on Monday, then I can go and I can essentially see the film. And this also comes with GPS, so I wouldn't have to review the whole film. I can basically go to the time and place that allegedly the incident happened, and the video will take me right to that time period, and we're able to see it. Basically, the film is right above the driver, pointing back. And from when it started, when they started putting cameras on buses, it's pretty impressive what they're able to do, and they're able to capture sound as well. There is no expectation of privacy for the children on the bus, so there wouldn't be any issues there.
How do you all feel about this?
I think it's great.
I think it's a great idea.
I'm kind of afraid if we do procrastinate that we're going to end up with something else and we'll have to start all over. And so do you have any other questions or discussion, or do you feel that we're ready to make a decision?
I don't intend on procrastinating. I think we should...
I'm sorry?
I don't intend on procrastinating this thing. I think we should probably take action on it.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm asking if there's any other questions or discussion.
Does the surveillance cameras on the bus, do the parents have to sign a release form or anything like that?
You know, I don't know, because it's school property,
I don't believe so.
And so probably not, I would imagine.
But coming from a law enforcement background, when you are in a public place, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy. This school bus would be a public bus because it's used by students. Public,
but it's a
right?
It's a school.
So, therefore, the students are not entitled to any expectation of privacy.
No, what I'm saying is because I know when they have, at the beginning of the school year, when they do the handouts, there is a form where it says if you want your child to participate in any videos or anything like that. That's why I was.
There's a clear.
The dilemma would be is if the administration for some reason was taking screenshots, and we began to publish them.
Okay.
That would be problematic. That is where we would need
a release
permission.
Right.
If it pleases the board, I have no problems that once we take delivery of the bus, obviously it's going to have its surveillance system to alert the parents and let them know, hey, look, this bus, it has a camera. And certainly we can let the kids know. That's not something we wish to keep secret. Mm-hmm. It's just people need to know. But if you're in one of our other buses, there is no camera.
But I think a lot of times there is a thing in the bus that says that this it is being monitored, and that is kind of a disclaimer in itself, too.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
And we, and again, I can't speak for future administrators, but I'm not interested in who threw the paper from one end of the bus to the other. That's not something that's going to get me to get into the video. What I'm looking for is issues that would be very problematic, issues of violence.
There's safety.
Safety.
Right.
Things where a child was in danger. Or let's say somebody did something to the bus and it was traveling with children.
No vandalism.
That video could be very valuable.
Right.
So those would be the things that we would look at for purposes of video, not whether or not Johnny didn't want to sit in this seat, but he chose to sit over here.
Well, and even like Ms. Romero said, it might not be a bad idea to have it included in our handbook next year, you know, that that is an additional security measure that we're taking.
I'd be happy to do it.
Yeah.
Again, this isn't, there is nothing about this that's secretive or we want to keep it secret.
Right.
It is what it is.
I actually think that, like you're talking about law enforcement, I think just the presence itself is going to be a big deterrent. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
So,
and speaking up for our kids, I got to tell you, I asked Evan, have we been having problems? And you know, our kids have been very, have behaved very well on the buses.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had any issues of note.
Well, that's good. So I think that if you could maybe just double check that we're not going to have any get hit with another charge that we're not aware of, or just make sure that what our bottom line is and that we're solid there, we don't aren't have any surprises.
Because this one, it says right here, for the quote is good till the 19th of February, right?
Yes.
So this amount would be like the final amount.
So if you voted on this and the vote was affirmative, then I would communicate with the vendor. I would issue him a letter indicating that my governing board voted in approval and to please hold the bus. And then we essentially enter into a contract with these numbers, with this
mm-hmm.
quote.
Right.
And then we would go through the process of purchasing the bus.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. I know we need one. It's been coming. So you
and
guys have any other...
The bus that you're turning in, is that the one that's really bad condition?
No, that bus, we could not turn it in because it's a diesel engine. No, it's regular gas. And the bus that we needed to turn in needed to have a diesel engine.
Oh, really?
So it wouldn't have been the bus that we turned in.
Mm-hmm.
But
so there's one that's really more worse off that we're
yeah, bus number one is has you know, it runs, it's the one that we use daily, but it's a clunker.
I'm curious about the bus number two, what the mileage is on those buses. We should find out just for the heck of it.
It's about 115,000 miles onto that.
On number two.
One of the other criteria for the grant is that the bus had to be a diesel. And had to have over 100,000 miles onto it. The other two we have are running about 97,000, 92,000 miles.
Hmm.
So we don't travel the highway a lot, but
yeah.
So, but that was the two criteria that part of that grant required.
Perfect. Thank you. Do we have any other discussion before we take a vote?
No.
Okay. Without any further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve the purchase of the new school bus with the VW settlement grant.
I'll second it.
Mr. Emel seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Okay. Item B, presentation, discussion, possible action regarding the approval of the revision of the fiscal year 18 annual financial report.
Yes, when this AFR was submitted, we discovered after it was submitted that there was an error into it. So we corrected the error and resubmitted it to ADE. We'll be Friday if this is approved.
Okay.
The error occurred on page, or no, the error in submission was on page 2.
Okay. And so where were we looking at? The error?
It was in the supply line. It was overstated from the original one.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. On which one? I'm sorry.
It was the 1,000 supply line.
Mm-hmm.
That column, that first line in there.
Oh.
It was overstated on the original submission.
So the other one we had was the one that had it on this, and it's been rectified on this one. Okay. You all have any questions? Okay. Thank you, Donna, for clearing that up. We don't have any further discussion, so we're ready for a vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, pertaining to item C, I'd like to move, oh, I'm item B, I'd like to move that we approve the revision for the annual fiscal report.
I'll second it.
Almost seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Ms. Walker, who seconded it?
Me.
Mr. Olmos.
Olmos, thank you.
Item C, presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding the approval of a statement of assurance with ADE.
This is an ADE document, Ms. Walker and members of the board. And this requires the signature of the governing board president, and it's submitted to ADE that the district is compliant with ARS 15537. And this is in reference to the fact that we use a performance evaluation instrument with our teachers, which we do. I included the document that we use for the evaluation of our teachers for your review. And so if it pleases the board, I would like to ask if you could please sign this at the end of the meeting so that I can get this over to ADE.
Now, is this a new instrument? It's the same one, right?
It's the one that I found here from last mm-hmm. year. I don't know how many years it would have been used historically.
Okay.
But this is the one that is being used here at Nakwa. I've seen this one in other districts, but this is the one that I've been using, and I believe it was used last year.
We're kind of past the deadline, but they don't really care as long as they get it, right?
I think the key is just let's get it in.
Yeah, okay.
So at the end of the meeting, if you vote in the affirmative, I'll ask Ms. Horton to ask you to sign, and then tomorrow we will get it over to ADE.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any questions about that?
No.
Okay, without any further discussion, I'd like to move to approve C for the instrument for the statement of assurance and the teacher evaluation system status.
Yeah, second it.
Almost seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Item D, presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding the approval of the vouchers for the month of January. And this is our monthly expenses?
Yes, ma'am. These are the 5 vouchers that we did in January. And I will show them. We have them ready for your signature if this is approved after the meeting. It's just a normal monthly item.
There's no big surprises in here. It's our monthly regular stuff, so.
It's pretty normal.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is that the normal?
No, I was going to speak to you about some clarity on some other the other expenses, but we can do that later on. Okay. Do you have any questions? Okay. If we don't have any further discussion, I'd like to move to approve the vouchers as presented.
I'll second it.
Almost seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Good job. So number five, the reports and the superintendent, Mr. Morado. Thank you.
So today we had the third day of the auditors from Hineville Meach. It is a yearly audit that is done at our school, and I believe just about every other public school. So they spent the last 3 days with us. They concluded their work today, and they will then be submitting a report of their findings. Upon receiving the report, I will make sure that to make it available to the members of the governing board. And I believe that for some of these items, they are going to communicate with you directly. And so they were explaining the process of how they work, which is pretty interesting. And so the year that they were auditing was last academic year. It was July the 1st, 2017 through June 30th, 2018. And next year when they come, they will then audit July 1st, 2018 through June 30th of 2019. So they kind of run 1 year in arrears. And so, yeah, they spent the last 3 days here, and today they left. We have a spelling bee champion at NACO. His name is Pete Nopetty. And Pete's a fourth grader. His teacher is Miss Reese. And he will represent NACO School in the County Spelling Bee next Saturday on the 16th. We're very proud of Pete, and we certainly hope that he will represent the Cardinals with pride. And, you know, he could win at the county, and then he'd go on to the state, and then the sky's the limit. Hey, young man, he's sharp as a whip.
It's fourth grade, huh? So exciting.
So we're very proud of Pete, and on Friday, he will be recognized in front of the other students. I think he gets a donut as well. So we're celebrating Love of Reading Month here at NACO. So, and I don't know if I got the name of the county supervisor. I believe it's Ann English. I might be.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So yesterday she came over, and she's a former school teacher, might be an administrator as well. She's a Cochise County Supervisor, and she read to, I think it was Ms. Walker's third grade class. And today, Ms. Walker, our board president, read to a first grade class. So I want to thank those of you that come to read. There's still time, obviously, in February. I want to give a shout out to Ms. Jewel DeVoe. She's been coordinating this. And we invited the wife of the governor, because she's very much into reading. Didn't get a response.
No. Too bad.
But there's still time.
Yeah.
So the Azella assessment window has started and will last through March 22nd. So I'm securing training, and we will be working with school staff to ensure our students are appropriately tested and that those results are submitted to ADE. So we will meet that deadline. Parent-teacher conferences are next week. It is on Wednesday and Thursday. And those plans are already well in place. And obviously, we want our parents to attend these meetings. It's an opportunity for parents to sit down with the teachers and discuss the academic progress or the lack thereof for their children. And so that is next Wednesday and Thursday. On those days, we will also have early release. So school will be released early on Wednesday and Thursday. And then there's no school on Friday. It's a snow day. And that's kind of new to me, but I wasn't going to argue with it. So
we should wait because we might get it.
Yeah. We walk outside right now.
It could happen, yeah.
So Friday the 15th is a snow day. There's no school. And then Monday is President's Day on the 18th of February. That is a official holiday. And so we go from the 2 days of parent-teacher conferences into that long weekend.
Okay.
Okay, that's my report.
Thank you. Good job. Well, this is going to be pretty fast going through the rest of the year as we go on here, so that's good.
Oh, it's going to zip by.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, we have three people on here. I have Ms. Torres, Mr. Victor Valdez, and it's somebody else.
Me.
There's no... Oh, it must be Ms. Reese?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no... I request permission to address the governing board on the following item, and it just says Victor. The other has nothing, and you have nothing. So why don't you tell us, Mr. Victor, what you have going on?
I have a letter of complaint to the board. I'm going to read it to you guys, and then if you want copies, by all means, ask them. To the NACO School Board, I, Victor Valdez, am an employee of NACO School District. I've been employed with the district for 3 years. I feel I must communicate the incident of... with the board of the incident which occurred on January 19th at approximately 4:47. I attended to a special board meeting on Saturday, January 19th to support a fellow co-worker, Ms. Yvonne Torres. When the board was coming out of this executive session, I was approached by Ms. Dawn Walker, the school board president. She said she wanted to talk to me. I waited until the end of the meeting when Ms. Walker explained that she had been meaning to talk to me. After everyone present at the room had exited the room, leaving only Ms. Walker, Ms. Linda Mott, and me, she explained to me that thanks to her, my dad was still working at the school. I was shocked, confused, and I don't know why she said it. I never asked for information on my dad's case. I never wanted it. Ms. Walker brought the subject without knowing any of my concern about the case. I questioned her intentions. Why did she tell me that my dad was going to be terminated? I feel she wanted me to be in debt to her. I felt...
Repeat that last line. Repeat that, please, if you don't mind.
I felt as... She wanted me to be in debt to her. I felt very uncomfortable with our exchange. I didn't know how to react, so I just listened. Afterwards, we went our separate ways. I was angry, confused. Upon reflection, I realized Ms. Walker had real information that was not of my concern. I never asked or wanted any information about my dad's case. After much thought, I had determined that Ms. Walker acted in an unprofessional and unethical manner. She caused undue stress to me, involved me in a case that does not pertain to me. I love my dad. Sorry. This incident is between him, the administration, and the school board. Ms. Walker should not discuss the results with me. It's highly unprofessional and possibly illegal. I understand the school board is voluntary and an unpaid position, but please act in a professional manner. Our school... Students and staff are counting on you to represent them to the best of your ability. All your actions reflect on to the town of NACO, which I'm proud to be a resident of. Thank you, Victor Valdez.
Thank you. That's not exactly how I recall that conversation, but I appreciate your words. Thank you.
Can I get a copy of that letter?
Yeah, me too.
I would like one too. That'd be perfect. Because that is not exactly how that transpired, and you know that. Ms. Torres.
Well, I was going to table what I want to talk to you about, but it's really not too soon. I've been a teacher for 27 years. It's my fifth year in NACO, and I love being here. I love my kids. But I'm concerned about the time that we are offered contracts. Because the first year I was here, I didn't get called until July, and I kind of got worried if I actually had a job. So, but I've been told they just want to make sure they have the money. But every school district I've ever worked for, and I know a lot of people, you usually sign them in April or May. So I was hoping that maybe you could think about this, that we need to know earlier what our contract's going to be and, you know, what we can expect, especially in terms of hopefully getting a raise from the state. I don't know if that's really going to happen or not. But the other concern is that I will hope that you will offer Dr. Morato another extension as a principal and superintendent. Our enrollment is up. The morale is up. He has a vision for the future. He always cares about the kids. He's very open. And I think, myself, I couldn't be happier to have him here.
Thank you. Ms. Reese.
I'm just here for an update. I know that at a previous meeting, a couple months ago, it was brought up about the 9% that the state was supposed to have given the schools. Mm-hmm. And I know that we have been told different things. We were told at first that the school, that our district didn't get any of the money. Then we were told that the other districts, our surrounding districts, didn't get any of the money. We found out that they did. As of today, we know that every surrounding district got their 9%, other districts got 12%, and we still haven't heard anything about it. We don't know what happened to the money. We were in touch with the state at various times. I know that it was brought up to you and you were going to look into it. We just want to know, have you heard anything?
I have, and I've actually expressed, when you, some of the meetings you weren't present, I have. But I'm reluctant to say anything at this time because I don't want it to be misconstrued. I do know, have gotten some answers to that, and unfortunately, it's very hurtful that you guys don't think that I'm representing you, because I have been an advocate for the teachers, and it is important to me to have transparency and to know exactly how that went down. There are a lot of other things involved, and I have gotten to drawn some conclusions, but I can't really elaborate on that. So I might be able to speak to him about that, but I am never going to respond again to any of you. So thank you for your words.
No, I'm not finished.
Oh, okay, go ahead. We have 3 minutes, so go ahead.
I honestly think it's, you know, very unprofessional, the way you have been right now, okay? Because
what did I do?
We haven't said anything that we don't trust you or that we don't think you're working for the
Well,
not once. Let me just go ahead and finish yourself. But not once have we come after you as a personal thing. I just wanted questions. We were told we didn't get the money. Then we were told the money had gone to our insurance. And then it was no, it wasn't for the insurance. We didn't get it. And then it was like, yes. So the thing is, I just wanted answers. Where did the money go? Whether, say, it did go to the insurance, but tell us, it went for the insurance. Instead, we're thinking, okay, well, you know, who knows where it went? We just have no answers. I like answers. I'm sorry. And I apologize for being blunt. That's me. I don't like being told one thing and then saying another thing. Mm-hmm. If I have something to say, I'm going to come out and say it. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody here knows it. And I apologize if you think I'm coming across hard on you or just that, you know, I don't trust you or whatever. You know, this is a board, and I know you guys should be working together. And, yes, you guys work for the district, and you want the best for us. But so do we. Nice. We're here. You know, we work 5 days a week, weekends and everything, and we're here for the kids. Mm-hmm. I know that we give 110% to our kids.
We deserve a raise.
Okay? We deserve a raise. But, you know, hey. You know, it's just answers. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I know I'm not the only one that wants answers.
Well, I have been pursuing that. And so, thank you.
So that was just a question. I didn't think, you know, I didn't want you to get defensive.
Oh, no. No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Ms. Walker,
thank you.
I can shed a little bit of light on this, if it pleases the board. Ms. Walker has been asking exactly these questions of the administration. And she's done it in a manner that has sought to provide the answers in reference to the issues of the budget. We are in the process right now of working closely with Ms. Walker and with our auditors to get to the point that we can get some clarity to that particular issue so that I can then bring it back to the board. The board will then determine how and in what manner that will be turned around. That is not to say that anything has gone wrong or that we found anything that was wrong, but the question has persisted. And Ms. Walker has, in her meetings with me, has expressed, hey, we need to find out and get to the bottom of that issue. And so at this point, I believe she's correct that it would be premature to mention some things, but I think very soon we'll be able to give information to the board, and then they'll give direction in terms of how to put that out there.
That's all we ask for.
Thank you.
I'm going to request for adjournment. Ask for a second. Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I didn't. Or, not Frank. I didn't have your thing.
Well, a paper.
Oh, that's not your signing.
I didn't sign that.
Oh, okay. All right.
But now the chief is talking about what's happening over here. Why does it take so long to find out where the money went to? You know, actually, there are important people that's in this school over here are the educators. Not the board, not some of you persons that are over here. The educators are teaching these kids everything they're learning. And for them to be promised a raise and don't get it, where did the money go to? The money has to be went somewhere. And does it take a year, 2 years, or whatever?
Mr. Garcia, there's a really logical explanation for this, but we just cannot discuss this in a public forum right now.
Let me tell you one thing.
Okay.
I don't belong in the board. I'm not a teacher, but I'm a taxpayer.
I know.
And
so
I want to know where the money goes to, because some of that money came out of my pocket.
Well, see, you're taxpayers too,
yeah,
so, you know.
I know they are. But, you know, I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to forget about it. If I was a school teacher, probably we'll be getting our money, because I wasn't going to be waiting until a year or 2 years to get that money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're the teachers, they know us.
See, Donna wasn't here when this occurred, and so that's why, if you think about it, there's something else involved here.
Well,
and
just because she wasn't here, that's not their problem.
Well, I know, but it didn't have anything to do with the board either, and that's the thing, is it?
When was this 9%?
It was whenever the Red for Ed money came down, the Pike, and it wasn't specifically directed straight to the teachers. See, we were told it was. It was not. And so that's why I'm telling you that I have followed the trail, and there is a logical explanation for it. So think about that, you know.
So it's been like almost a year?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like almost a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
So is there any way to put this on the agenda for the next school board meeting as a discussion item?
We can't really, because I can't say what I intend to say here. We can't. It's too premature to discuss that in an open forum right now, because there is no real resolution. I have followed the trail. I know I have an idea of what happened.
As a school board member, can I request?
We don't have the answers to it yet.
To make a discussion item for the next school board meeting?
Yes, you can.
It is something that we can aim for, and obviously, if we achieve clarity and we get to the bottom of that issue, then that is something that I will confer with Ms. Walker, and then make the determination in terms of putting it on the agenda.
That would give us an entire month to research that and discuss it at our next board meeting.
One of the things that I would like to do is speak to the board first, mm-hmm. so that you're aware specifically of you know what we find out, and then the board will then give me direction in terms of whether it's you that then puts it out there, or if you want me to put it out there in some in some fashion.
I'm just telling you, it's not what you think it is at all.
There's
you know.
Don't hide anything from the teachers and the taxpayers.
Thank you.
Don't hide anything. You don't think you have any answers or something to say. And that's the way I like it.
If I had a concrete answer, we would have done this already.
I'm glad
yeah.
now that I didn't do it to that in the school board.
Right.
Because I'll be digging on that until I get the money for this lady over here and school teachers that are over here now. And they deserve it. And they want answers. They want to know what happened to it. It's her money.
I've heard a lot of accusations about it, and it's very uncomfortable because we didn't touch that money, you know.
I know.
I've heard the other stuff too. So.
You know, I'm not accusing you or nobody around here. I'm not accusing anybody, but I don't like the. Well, I can't give you answers. I can't say what I want to say. For a meeting, I don't come over here too often. When I hear about it, and I'm concerned about the teachers because they're the ones that are important to me. But when I come home, well, I can say this. Well, if you can say this, what the heck are you doing? Really? You know, that's the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Garcia. Mm-hmm. I know that your heart's in the right place. I appreciate that.
Well, that's it. I hope you get your money.
Thank you.
We have nothing further? No other call to the public? Okay, if we have nothing further, I'm to call for an adjournment for a second.
I second.
Mr. Romero seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned at 6:22.